Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. So we're ready to go. The starting lineups, DeRozan, Keldon Johnson, along with Jakob Poeltl, DeJounte Murray. Lonnie Walker, the fourth, is going to play in this game tonight. But Devin Vassell, the rookie from Florida State, is out there as well. Spurs in their black Fiesta uniforms with the multicolored pattern down the side. Warriors with Wiggins, JTA, Green, Oubre Jr., and Curry. First possession going at two. Santonio DeRozan dishes outside. Johnson takes it hard to the goal, misses badly. Tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be an inbounds on the baseline for Santonio with eight on the shot clock. Warriors going left to right on your radio dial.
And Keldon Johnson, who just drove, he'll give you about 15 a game, but he also gives you seven rebounds, and he likes to mix it up. He's very physical.
He looks like a guy, Jim, that's going to get better and better and better.
I agree.
DeRozan finds Johnson. Rhythm dribble jumper over Oubre Jr. Popped in and out. Draymond Green's got the rebound. Draymond to Curry. Curry to walk it up. And Warriors not running after a stop. Ball comes to Wiggins' left side. Right-hand dribble to the elbow. Stops and pops over DeRozan. It's short. Poeltl with the rebound. And here come the Spurs. DeJounte Murray, 27 last night, including that huge three-point shot. His first pass goes to no one in particular. Sails out of bounds, and it's a turnover, and the ball goes back to Golden State. Draymond Green dribbles down the far side. Back into the back-to-back. Team's in a two-game series in San Antonio. JTA catches in traffic, falls out of bounds with the ball. It's out. A turnover for the Warriors, and the ball goes back to the Spurs. Not exactly what you would call a stellar minute or so of NBA basketball. That's Jim Barnett with those comments. 10:55 to go here in the first quarter of play.
I just let it lie there.
I mean, DeRozan off the screen. Takes it to the right elbow. Throws cross court. Ball on the deck. Murray takes the jumper off the dribble over Toscano Anderson, and he knocks it down. And finally, we get points with 10:39 to go in the quarter.
Yeah, a little mid-range. He can get it anytime he wants with that length.
Wiggins from Draymond down the lane to the rim, goes for the dunk, block, whistle, and a foul. A little bit of a late whistle, but still.
Foul on Eubanks, I believe. Or, excuse me.
That'd be Poeltl.
Poeltl. Got a Poeltl in there. Excuse me. Eubanks last night.
So Wiggins,
when he gets
decisive
to
the rim that time.
Yeah, because he went to his right. When he gets to his right, he is so much better.
Tony Brothers is one of the officials tonight. Mitchell Irvin and Danica Mosher. We haven't seen her. She's one of the non-staff officials that will fill in from time to time. Wiggins' first free throw is good.
Let's see if he can get two together. He's got to become a better free throw shooter this year.
Rattled home the second. We're tied at two. Spurs have the ball. They're at the AT&T Center, which is located right where the fairgrounds are in San Antonio. They have a huge rodeo, prompting the rodeo road trip for the Spurs every year. Johnson for Murray takes it to traffic. Left-hand scoop, no good. Draymond with a really tough rebound in traffic. Throws ahead to Oubre Jr. down the left wing. Stops at the three-point line to Curry. Left-hand dribble down the lane to the glass. Off balance, goes down awkwardly. Gets up and checking all the parts. A foul called on the play. That was scary.
Yes, it was. And the reason is he was kind of undercut. But he goes into the defender a lot to try to get a little contact and kind of ride him on his hip that he can still finish the play. And it turned out the defender wasn't to the side of him. He was in front of him, and that's how he got a little undercut. Misses that first free throw, and that stops the string of him.
Well, Curry has been so good during this whole course of, you know, the month of February. You break it down any way you want. He's been fantastic for the Warriors of late. 3-2 as Curry hits the second. Warriors on top. Warriors wearing white uniforms with the bridge in the center circle. Blue field outline and gold. Here comes DeRozan. Stops and pops. Baseline. Jumper. It's up and good.
Now, Toscano Anderson is there, but he's got to leave his feet. Not foul him, but go straight up and show a little length there rather than stand flat with the arms up.
DeRozan, just an outstanding professional scorer. Here's Draymond Green underneath the hoop to Wiggins. Up top, JTA on the right wing. Down the lane, spins to the hoop. In and out, tipped the rebound. Loose ball to Kilden Johnson. Here come the Spurs. Open. Down the right side, Murray. Murray, crossover dribble to the foul line. Bounce pass to Johnson, now to DeRozan. Behind the back, Johnson drives, bumping with Toscano Anderson. Stripped out of bounds, quick hands by JTA. Spurs get it back with 12 to shoot.
Well, when he had that open shot, I think he has to launch it down there because he went in, did not score, but that's nitpicking. I'll tell you what, he's been rebounding well. 11 rebounds last game, 10 the game before that.
Murray feeds DeRozan. DeRozan shows the ball, but Wiggins doesn't buy the pump fake. Skip pass, cross-court left wing to Murray. Murray puts it on the deck, fades and fires over JTA. Rattled that one home, 6-3 San Antonio.
And that was not bad defense.
No, Murray's impressive.
Yep.
He is an impressive player right now. Oubre Jr. catches and fires a three with 16 on the clock. Pirtle with the rebound, gets it middle of the floor to Murray. Turns JTA around, throws back to a trailing DeRozan's three, bounces out. And Oubre Jr. has the board for Golden State. Finds Draymond, middle of the floor, just underway. Warriors down by three. Curry, left sideline, changes that equation very quickly and ties the game at six.
Catches the ball at his laces, and it doesn't even deter him at all. He just goes up in the motion.
Crazy. Just crazy.
The pass was not good.
Now, DeRozan pulls up mid-range, left side, and he is so good at that.
Otto, you can say it, Matic.
Yeah, Otto-matic. Here's Oubre Jr. back to the basket. Waits for a cutter. It's Draymond. Now dribbles. Gets middle. Draymond sets a screen. The jump is good. And a whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul on Draymond.
Oh.
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah, and Oubre used that very well.
That last three by Curry is his 29th this month. And heading into play tonight, he had nine more than his closest competitor in that category. Here's DeRozan spinning and firing. The jumper is up, no good. Oubre Jr. the rebound. Yeah, the Warriors aren't looking to run here.
No, they're just, well, I have to say, San Antonio really gets back on defense.
Yeah, they're not looking for offensive rebounds that much.
Nope.
Curry picks up the dribble, gets it over. JTA shows the ball. One dribble outside to Draymond. Draymond handoff Curry back to Draymond. Rotates Oubre Jr. Won't take the three. Dribbles middle. Shovel it up around and down for Oubre Jr. to tie the ball game at eight.
Not a bad decision. He missed his first three and he thought about it and he got right where he wanted it.
Nice soft release on that one. Right sideline Johnson. Behind the back of the dribble. Hesitation now down the lane to the rim over a double team. No good. That leaves Pirtle wide open for the easy tip in.
That's the one thing about driving. Even if you miss, if you bring another defender, They usually cash in on an offensive
Spurs
rebound.
Spurs up two. Curry with the ball. Crossover. Turning around Murray. Now gets Pirtle. Takes a three over both. It's no good. Rebound deflected and into the hands of Johnson. Johnson up the floor. Chest pass over to Murray. Crossover right around Curry to the rim. Layup good.
Boy, he is smooth. He's got a beautiful basketball body.
Timeout, 6:55 to go first quarter. Spurs 12, Warriors 8 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, right now it's 12-8, 6:55 to go in the first quarter play. Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs. And Golden State with the ball after the timeout. JTA will handle this time down. Murray with 6 of the 12 for the Spurs. Back cut by JTA goes in. Got fouled by DeRozan on a hard cut down the lane. A design play coming out of the timeout. And how many times have you heard me say that? Where the Warriors coaching staff comes up with something to get somebody a good look. We mentioned JTA and his award in our pregame show and around the association. Congratulations to that, the G League Community Assist Award. And that reminds me, the bubble opener for the G League is tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
Wow.
ESPN2, 8 a.m. Santa Cruz playing the G League Ignite. And, of course, the Santa Cruz Warriors have Jordan Poole, Nico Mannion, Al Smilagic, Jeremy Lin. G League Ignite features our old friend Jared Jack and veteran Amir Johnson is on that team as well.
Pretty good players. Yep.
Two teams that Steve Kerr has a losing winning percentage against. That's below 500. Well, Boston at 4.62 and the Spurs at 0.476. Toscano Anderson misses both free throws.
Yeah, the first was way short and the second was way long.
6:35 to go. First quarter play. DeRozan with the ball up top. Gets a screen. Waits. Rotates outside. Murray going to work on Curry. Spins. Locked up by Curry. Cross-court pass stolen by Wiggins. Wiggins dribbled it off his foot and it goes out of bounds. A turnover. Wiggins pointing at the defender.
I believe he thought that they were going to take a foul right near half court.
It's off of the
Johnson,
the Spurs player. That should be Golden State ball.
Yep. Oh, wow, they didn't challenge it.
Yeah, the Spurs have a break. Mills with it. Warriors down four. DeRozan takes it right side. High dribble. Guarded by Draymond. Feeds Johnson. Free pass to the rim. Layup good. Six straight for the Spurs, and that's their lead, 14-8. And we have hit the halfway point of the first quarter as of right now.
The Warriors have to pick it up here.
JTA looking for Curry. Curry standing at the top waiting now as Draymond makes a catch mid-post. Curry with a back cut. He was held by Patty Mills.
It wasn't exactly open, but Draymond will show you a risky pass now and then.
That would have been a hold in Australian rules football.
Well, he's a heck of a pickup for never being drafted.
He's
55th pick.
Yes, he was. He was a late pick by, Portland?
Yes, he was.
Four team fouls now on the Spurs, with a team that's not known to foul a lot. Mulder on the floor now. Ball comes to JTA. Another back cut by Curry. Inside hand on the left side. He missed the layup. Very rare occurrence there for Curry and the Warriors.
He'll never get an easier one.
DeRozan doubled. Locates up top. We have a whistle. It's an offensive foul. I think this is going to go against Jakob Poeltl.
Fighting for rebound position, and Murray knocked that down. Knocked down a three.
Austrian picks up his second foul. Curry off a pick by Draymond. Finds Draymond hard to the rim. Goes up and blocked by Poeltl. JTA gets it. Blocked from behind by Vassell. Vassell locates DeRozan. Bounce pass Johnson on the break. Blocked by Bazemore, and a whistle and a foul. Tony Brothers says the foul's on Bazemore.
He got him with the body. Playing hard at both ends there. Going to the rim.
Well, Spurs with back-to-back blocks that time. Boy, this kid, Jakob Poeltl, I call him a kid, but he's right now, he's 25 years old, but he is getting better every year. He has a great sense of timing inside. I know that Draymond never thought he was going to get there and block that shot.
Yes, and Draymond he went down. He was going to drop that in on a dunk, and Poeltl met him perfectly. The timing was impeccable.
Rudy Gay checks in for the Spurs. Jakob Poeltl goes out. Spurs going with a version of small ball now. They're on an 8-0 run, and they lead 16-8. Warriors with the ball to the two free throws. There by Vassell, and the shot no good. Actually, that was Johnson, not Basile. My bad. JTA with the ball in traffic. Blocked away. Loose ball. JTA gets it in the corner. Warriors can't get a shot off. JTA will take a three with five on the clock, and he hits a corner three.
He found some money there. Oh,
yes, he did.
Boy, the Warriors needed it.
He has a belief in his abilities. And look at the matchup. He's guarding Patty Mills here. Gay gets it to DeRozan. A lot of service time, a lot of minutes between those two guys. Pass by Gay, knocked away by JTA. Mulder with a beautiful bounce pass to Bazemore. Over for JTA, a little bit behind him, and it's out of bounds. Deflected that way by Vassell.
He missed the trailer, Tim, who was Stephen Curry. And all the players were going inside. Sorry about that.
That's all right. The Warriors will have it with 19 on the shot clock.
Oh, Curry was just waiting to just step into a three.
Curry will inbound near side of the basket to our right. Back up top to JTA. Back to Curry on the right side. Dribbles in on Rudy Gay. Hand off to Draymond. Ugly but effective as Draymond lays it in. And the Warriors have cut the Spurs' advantage down to three. Got here at a whistle and a timeout. San Antonio will take it. 4:35 to go first quarter. Spurs 16, Warriors 13. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Golden State trailing right now 16-13. They forced four turnovers, but they've had three shots blocked. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett, we're at Chase Center in San Francisco. Warriors are at the AT&T Center in San Antonio. Golden State coming out, zone defense. DeRozan gets the ball on the far wing, gets it back middle. With the dribble over to Patty Mills. He takes a dribble, takes a three. It's on the way. Good.
He's going to take the majority of the shots from three-point range, so you've got to get out on him. He took, what, 9 field goals last night, and 8 of them were threes.
Juan Toscano-Anderson downstairs to Draymond. Bazemore flashes through. Low bounce pass caught by JTA. Tough finish inside over Johnson. Banked it home. Warriors down by 4. 19-15. Patty Mills gets it to DeRozan. DeRozan, right elbow, drives in. Dishes out. Johnson now works on Mulder. Might have traveled. Shot up no good. Rebound deflected. Curry in traffic. Curry looks ahead. Finds a man on the left wing. JTA back for the trailer. Draymond rotates right corner. There's Bazemore. He'll fire. It's up off the rim. No good. Good look, though, by Bazemore. Rudy Gay with the board. Finds Mills. Mills throws it up off the glass. Deflected. I think that might have, he thought DeRozan was going to be in there for a lob, and Draymond and DeRozan are tied up for a jump ball.
Wilt wouldn't have gotten that lob.
So DeRozan, who played his college ball at USC, we lost one of the best ever this year who had played at USC in Paul Westfall. I always felt bad for Paul Westfall when he was playing there, Jim, because he had some pretty good teams. I think it was, what, Bob Boyd was coaching there?
Bob Boyd, yes.
And they would have these really good teams, and because the NCAA took one team per conference, they went to the NIT. Because
UCLA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened a lot.
Draymond Green tipped it back to Bazemore. Gets it out to Curry. Curry stops. Step back three. Up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Lonnie Walker, the fourth. He's on the floor. He's going to play limited minutes tonight. DeRozan takes it down the lane. Oh. A whistle and a foul called on Bazemore for reaching in.
I might add something on to what you were talking about, USC.
Well, hang on 1 second. Hold that thought, because we have to pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors radio network.
Anyway, you talked about UCLA and USC. UCLA always going. They won 7 straight years during that era. But Clyde Lee, former great Warrior, and went to Vanderbilt. His senior year, they finished 26-2. They didn't go to the tournament because they only took one team, and it was Kentucky.
Kentucky, yeah, yep. DeRozan slides home both free throws. And right now, the Warriors trailing by 6 again. Here's Draymond Green. Dribbles in, throws out. Mulder can't make a move. Goes to the right side to Bazemore. Down to Draymond. They scissor off and pass to Bazemore. A deflection, a whistle. This will be a foul on San Antonio. And Kent Bazemore is going to head to the free throw line to try to get a couple.
He's going to benefit because this pass was low by Draymond Green. It would have been a turnover. Went right off his shin.
Well, Steve Kerr was asked where the Warriors are emotionally in the final game of the road trip.
I think we're in a good place. We've actually played some good basketball on the trip. Not as much to show for it as we'd like, but we can turn this into a very good trip with a win tonight. And that was the message today. Let's get on the plane tonight in a happy mood, and a 2-2 trip would be great. And we know what we've got to do to get there.
Kent Bazemore cashes in for 2 points at the stripe. 2:48 to go, 21-17.
These players that sub in have to score.
Spurs lead by four. Mills off the screen. Mills down the lane, inside hand, knocked away. I think Mulder might have got a piece of that.
Yes, he did.
Damian Lee with the board. Pushes the ball to the front court. Draymond Green to Curry. Curry dribbles in, draws three defenders, scores on the driving layup up and in.
He knows how to slow up just enough to get a guy behind him who can't recover.
Curry has six. DeRozan drives in, goes up over Draymond. Blocked. DeRozan gets it back. Shoveled out to the wing. Trey Lyles making an appearance. Steps on the floor and buries a triple.
The ball just trickled to him in the corner.
He has been out of the Spurs rotation, but no Derek White tonight on the back-to-back, so Lyles might get some time. Curry dribbles in, throws it up, back to the basket. It goes in. He got fouled. I don't believe what I just saw. How did he do that?
I thought he was throwing out to the perimeter. How did he shoot it 180 degrees? Yes,
he heard the whistle and then flipped it up to the rim.
Oh, my.
He was looking to pass to the corner to Bazemore.
There were three men around him.
How did he do that?
He must, like you said, heard the whistle. And with his back to the basket, 180 degrees away, he put English on it. How about this? He makes the basket, misses the free throw.
Yeah, he makes an incredibly tough basket with three defenders around him and one of the greatest shooters of all time, and he can't make the free throw. 24-21. Warriors up by three. Head bob by DeRozan. Curry call for a reach-in.
Tim, that might be the toughest shot he's ever made that I've ever seen. I mean,
wow.
You could do that 20 times and you might
just wow.
Might make one. He never looked at the rim or the board.
First foul in the last 2 minutes for Golden State. Gay will throw into Lyles. Lyles, the former Nugget, back to Rudy Gay. He takes a rhythm dribble jumper. It's no good. Long rebound to Rosen. Pulls up, throws out to the wing. Walker with the three ball. No good. Damian Lee on the deflection. Gets it ahead to Curry in the front court. Behind the back, he sheds Patty Mills. Euro steps inside hand. That was sweet by Curry.
You don't always have to go left on the left side if you can do it like that.
10-point quarter. Warriors down by one. DeRozan spinning baseline. Throws up top. Lyles, top of the key three. This one won't fall. Bazemore the rebound. Bazemore's pass deflected. Gets it back and over to Draymond. Left wing. To Curry, back to Draymond. Right corner, Damian Lee loads one up. Three ball, right corner, pocket. Warriors on a 7-0 burst to lead by two. We're inside of a minute left in quarter number one.
That's what they need from the guys off the bench. Hit open shots.
My goodness, DeRozan waits. Gets a screen set by Walker. DeRozan, slow motion move, backdoor cut. Mills, layup, no good. He goes down, another whistle, another foul on Golden State.
I love the way Wiggins defends on DeRozan. DeRozan loves those mid-range shots, likes to get inside that free throw line, and Wiggins prevented it.
I'm just flabbergasted at what Curry's been able to do in the last couple of minutes of this quarter. Jim, that last move,
yep.
He literally got by four defenders to the rim. I mean,
he's finishing better than he's ever done in his life. He's really learned how to squeeze through defenders, putting the ball ahead without anyone deflecting it and coming up amongst arms. And he's using a lot of English on the ball. He knows how to move it off the glass.
Well, that one with his back to the basket, he really spun that one.
Yes, he did.
Mills makes both free throws. We're tied at 26. Warriors in a good 2-for-1 spot here. 38 to go in the quarter. Curry hightails it down the lane. Gets to the rim again. Curry just getting to the rim whenever he wants here. And now we have a whistle and ball's on the floor.
One reason he can get around the first man is because they're looking for the three. So that's no problem at all. But then he weaves his way in amongst bigger men, and he just dices them up. He's so clever and skilled.
Clock was reset to 35.9. So if everything goes normally, the Warriors will get this back with about 11 seconds or so.
If you just looked at three-pointers, you'd see in the first quarter, Curry's 1 of 4. You say, uh-oh. But then you look, he's got 12 points, 5 of 9 shooting inside.
He's got at least 8 of the 12, I think, in the paint.
Yep.
DeRozan, the far wing, stops at midcourt. They're going to wind this down to try to give the Warriors as little of a cushion as possible. DeRozan guarded by Wiggins. Takes it to the right hash mark. Crossover left hand. Pass deflected away by Bazemore. And Patty Mills boxes him out. If this was soccer, that would be obstruction. It's out of bounds with 4.6 to go in the quarter. Mills wearing his NBA socks way up high. DeRozan catches deep two. Nothing there. Curry's got it. 11 seconds. Curry, far wing. Walker picks him up at midcourt. Screen by Draymond. Now it's Trey Lyles. Curry between the legs with a dribble. Stop. Step back. Hand fake. Dribble drive down the lane. Floater on the rim. No good at the buzzer. He is human after all. End of one in San Antonio. We are tied at 26 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 28-26. Warriors up by two as we start the second quarter. Stephen Curry with the 12 points. Part of your CarMax game summary. 5 of 10 from the floor, and they really could not stay in front of him in the final 5 minutes of the first quarter. For the Spurs, 6 by DeJounte Murray's right out of the gate, 3 of 3. 6 now for DeMar DeRozan, though he is 2 of 6. Shooting, he does have 4 assists. Warriors with the ball to open the second. Wiggins, Oubre Jr., Lee, Pascal, and Wanamaker for head coach Steve Kerr. Wiggins up top, screen by Pascal. Nothing happened there. He'll drive in. Wiggins shoots over Eubanks, up and good, and Golden State leads by 4.
He did a great job. Just that extra dribble coming at Eubanks, and he had to go out. Couldn't protect the rim.
Murray, Mills, Gales, Lyles, and Eubanks. Shot blocked by Wiggins. Gay tried to get a goaltend to...
Well, Wiggins, he gets 1.5 a game. Blocks. By the way, the Warriors made 6 of their last 9 shots in that quarter after starting at 4-14, and they got that, overcame an 8-point deficit.
So Rudy Gay to the stripe. We talked last night about how long he's been playing. For those who didn't hear that, his rookie year was the year of We Believe. That's how long he's been around.
2007, 6-7.
Went to Archbishop Spaulding High School in Baltimore.
Is a natural score.
Good friend of Kevin Durant. And he hits the free throws here to cut the Warrior advantage down to 2. Important game for Golden State psychologically. Going back 2-2 on the road trip will be huge. Wiggins up top has the handle in the half court. Screen by Pascal. Wiggins right elbow, right hand. Cross court skip to Lee in the left corner. Dribbles up top to Wanamaker. Down the lane he goes. Back left corner, Pascal. Up top above the break for Damian Lee. It's a 3 and it's good.
Now that's the kind of ball movement that the defense cannot stay with.
So funny, it's such a simple thing. Warriors with their large lead, you can move the ball so much quicker by passing than you can by dribbling. Mills waiting for Eubanks. Eubanks with a pick. Mills, cross grain, lost the ball, and a whistle, a late whistle and a foul. I think Mills ran into his own guy. Pascal called for the foul. I'm going to politely disagree with that one.
I think that was Mitchell Irvin with the call.
Mills came through, and he ran into his own guy. Yes. That's true. R.C. Davis, our producer, points out he flopped on his own guy. I mean, oh, come on. Come on. You gotta find somebody for that afterwards. If they did that, that stuff would stop. Now the ball knocked away by Wanamaker. Gets to the backcourt. Rudy Gay with it. My rant is over. Gay takes the 3 off the dribble, deep straight on. Lands hard. Rebound. Oubre Jr. I'm good for about 1 a game. Oubre Jr. dribbles down the lane. Shoots over Lyle short. Rebound to Eubanks. Kicked it over to Murray. Murray on the go. Murray fakes, dribbles in, throws out. Rudy Gay for 3 right side. That's too strong. Eubanks with a rebound. Finds Mills up top. Lyles looking to shoot. Now dribbles in. Runs into Pascal. Whistle. It's going to be a blocking foul on Pascal. And Lyles will go to the line.
I think that far from the basket. Sometimes you're just better off moving your feet, getting low when someone comes in and taking away the drive that they're trying to get, and playing just honest defense. Keep your man in front of you. Move with him.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Pascal's a little out of rhythm since coming back?
He looks it.
Yeah.
He looks it, especially at the offensive end, too.
So here's Trey Lyles at the stripe. He has struggled to be an impact player on defense. 130 minutes, no steals, no blocks.
All those years with Utah. Kind of a sixth man role. Sixth, seventh man at times.
He hits the free throws here. 33-30. Warriors up. Wanamaker with the dribble, far hash mark. Feeds Wiggins. Wiggins on top of the logo. Dribble drive down the lane, lost the ball, deflected to Oubre Jr. on the baseline. He wheels to the paint, a little pump fake, shot on the rim, no good. Rebound deflected, out of bounds. Wiggins last to touch.
Boy, that ball came out there, and Oubre Jr. got it, and he has a nice little mid-range shot. I thought he might just put it right off the glass. Instead, he likes to go inside, and sometimes you take it to trouble.
Lyles will find a spot on the Spurs bench. Vassell comes back in, rookie from Florida State. Florida State, the alma mater, Warriors assistant coach Luke Locks. Luke Locks played in the NCAA tournament for Florida State. Murray passed to Gay. Gay left side. Dribbles in on Wiggins. Forces up a jumper. It's up and good. Tough shot. Wiggins right there with him.
Yeah, he just jumped and surprised that that went right up.
33-32. Oubre now gets the ball to Pasco at the box. Faces up on Murray. Good pump fake. Dribbles in. Throws to the corner. Damian Lee is there. Another three ball for Damian Lee. And the assist to Pascal.
That's what they need from Damian Lee.
36-32 Warriors. Murray guarded by Wanamaker. Wants to go pick and roll. Gets the screen down the lane. Rotates it out to the right wing. Vassell off the dribble. Jump shot. No good. Pascal defensive rebound. Pascal to the timeline. Pascal with the screen. Right elbow. Backs in on Mills, throws out to Lee. Over to Oubre Jr. to Wanamaker. Pascal flashes through, leaving Lee open on the right side. He dribbles in, floater over, Eubanks up and good, banked it home. 38-32, Spurs call time, 8:53 to go before the half. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, and after much debate here, we have our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And where do you put Greg Popovich on your Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches? Hit me up on Twitter, Warriors Vox, at Jim at UOGrad66. That's Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX on Twitter. Or send me an email, Timroy, TIMROYE, at Warriors.com. Again, where and how are you listening? And where do you put Greg Popovich on your Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches? Warriors 38, Spurs 32. We have 8:42 to go, first half of play. Murray takes the ball in the front court, working on Wiggins. Bounce pass inside for Eubanks. He finds Vassell. Vassell takes a dribble and a deep two. It does not fall, and Wanamaker there. Wanamaker throws back to Pascal. Pascal to handle. Now to Wiggins. Pascal cuts through. Wiggins feeds Oubre Jr. Oubre Jr. spacing not good. Gets it to Lee. Over to Wiggins. Wiggins now drives in. Throws out. Wanamaker for three. It's up. It's an air ball. Goes right to Oubre Jr. His shot blocked by Eubanks. Pascal gets it out to Lee. Straight on. Damian Lee can't find the range. And the rebound goes off the leg of Wiggins and out of bounds.
First shot that Damian Lee has missed. He's made all three of his threes. Warriors have made five threes. He's got three of them. Didn't go there.
Wanamaker with his first shot attempt of the night.
Well, you know the old rule, air balls do go to the offense.
Jakob Poeltl comes back on the floor for San Antonio. Poeltl and Wiggins, two of the better defenders in opponent field goal percentage this year. Kelda Johnson gets it up to Vassell. Swings over to Lyles. Lyles on a dribble handoff gets it to Keldon Johnson. Takes it out to the right wing. Crossover on Wanamaker. Spins. Beautiful move. Got it up and in.
Too bad. Damian Lee just almost made a play defensively initially with the steal there. Couldn't quite stay, but he moves and he sees the ball.
38-34 Warriors. Wiggins has it. Wiggins to the paint. Shoveled up a right-hand floater up and good. Took his time.
Yeah.
And gets that one to fall. Wiggins now 2 of 3. Has 6 points. And during the affair, Murray with the ball. Murray dribbles, picks it up, locates Lyles. Lyles up top. Lyles one dribble, got it to Murray. Pick and roll with Murray. And Damian Lee now guarding Murray. Murray dribble drive to the rim. Misses it, a little too strong. Lee with the rebound. Lee throws to Wanamaker. Wanamaker shoveled to Wiggins. Wiggins guarded by Poeltl. Takes him on the drive, gets him out of the way. Shot up no good. Rebound cleared by the Spurs and Vassell. Lyles finds Keldon Johnson in the open floor. Cut off by Pascal. Feeds over now. Vassell goes up, shot up, banked it in. Damian Lee right there to provide some obstruction, but it's up and no good. Vassell with his first basket. Warriors lead by 4.
Without Curry out there, let's see who can score.
Wanamaker, high post to Pascal. Pascal dribbles in on Jakob Poeltl. Left hand layup rolls off the rim. Rebound snatched it down on the break. It's Murray. Murray to Johnson. Wide open. Vassell, left corner three. Up and no good. Pascal defensive rebound. Doesn't outlet it. Dribbles the ball up. Now pushes the ball ahead to Wiggins. Wiggins takes a three. That's no good. Lyles with the rebound. Curry heading to the scorer's table.
Yeah, no one can put the ball in.
Murray off a screen. Murray now fades and fires. Left side jumper. Nothing there. We had a couple of streaks like this last night where neither team doing much offensively. Pascal to Wanamaker. They'll reset the screen. Pick and pop. Pascal takes the dribble. Stops at the foul line. Jumper out of the way. No good. And the foul, it's going to be on Jakob Poeltl. That's going to be his third.
I'll tell you what, he's done a scouting report because he knew exactly what Pascal was going to do there. A little drive, step back, and a jump shot just beyond the free throw line. But now, Pascal will have two free throws.
So Pascal gets to the free throw line. Poeltl's still out there. And now I hear the horn sound. But he's going to stay out there. When Jakob Poeltl, of course, a guy that was drafted by Toronto back in 2009, I believe. No, that couldn't be. It had to be later than that. 2016. Jay Billis' comment on the NBA draft show was that he was the best Austrian export since the Von Trapp family. So long, farewell, Avitas, and goodbye. Warriors 5 of 11 from the free throw line, so Pascal missed both there. Lyles catches left side. His triple goes off the glass at an odd angle. Rebound to Vassell. Gets it to Rudy Gay. Gay back to the basket on Damian Lee. Cut off. Throws over the top to Lyles. Lyles pass back to Gay. Give and go. No good. Rebound in traffic. A whistle and a foul.
I bet it's Johnson. That young man is physical, and he likes physical play.
So Johnson hit the deck. By the way, it's good to see Oubre Jr. moving around easily tonight. I thought last night after that hit, he might be a little sore today. 14 on the shot clock. Warriors 40, Spurs 36. 5:17 to go first half. Game has kind of hit a little bit of a lull here. Johnson to Lyles. Back over to Johnson. Johnson penetrates out to Gay. Gay for three. Straight on. It's good. We've got a one-point game now. Draymond Green back out there defending on Rudy Gay. Curry off a screen. Curry throws over to JTA. Hand off Damian Lee. Back to JTA in the corner. He backs up for space. Looks to feed Draymond. Draymond has to come out to the wing to catch it. A little farther out than he wanted. Looks for Curry. Curry can't get the pass. Draymond gives up his dribble. The cutter's JTA. Euro steps his way to the rim. Flipped it up. No good. Oubre Jr. knocked it out of bounds. Either way, a shot clock violation on Golden State.
Toscano Anderson does not have that kind of touch around the basket like Stephen Curry does. He had an easy reverse layup. It appeared easy, but it's not his strength, evidently.
So Golden State just can't score here. Got to find ways to get stops and get on the break. DeRozan goes to the left baseline. Oubre Jr. in front of him. DeRozan kicked it up top. Lyles spins in on Damian Lee. Drop step, wheels, goes up and laid it in.
Man, he worked for that. Very close to 3 seconds in the lane. And Damian Lee played him well, but just better offense.
Timeout. Golden State Warriors trail 41-40. 7-0 burst for the Spurs on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Golden State now with a one-point deficit. They've led by as many as six in this game. They've got the ball down 41-40. Got 4:15 to go. Warriors haven't scored in over 3 minutes. Backdoor lob, Oubre Jr. with the catch and the dunk. And again, coming out of a timeout.
I was going to say, we need more timeouts.
Yes, exactly. Warriors execute perfectly coming out of timeouts. 3 minute and change drought without a field goal, 42-41. Lyles. Now the Spurs have something to do with that, but not all. Jumper by Gay, no good. Lyles off balance, goes down and gets fouled off the offensive rebound. Again, the Warriors get a stop, but they can't do anything with it.
Well, Lyles, who has not been playing a lot, has come in here and he's made a difference. All of a sudden, he's found some life.
Now, you might have heard us say that the Spurs had had six turnovers in the first quarter, but that has been changed to four.
Yeah. They somehow made a mistake.
Well, apparently if you make a really good pass, they take away a turnover. I think that's what it is.
Lyles has that first free throw down. In 9 minutes, he's got 8 points going on nine if he makes this free throw.
Yeah, there's really – he's got the ability to put points on the board. It's really been his defense or lack thereof that has kept him off the floor. But in tonight's game, he's standing out. He's got fresh legs, energy.
He likes Golden State. He had 14 rebounds in a win last year.
43-42. Hits both. Spurs lead by one. Twitter question brought to you by K5 from Kia. We'll tell you about that in a moment. JTA moves on Lyle. Spins on him. Gets around him to the rim and scores on a beautiful reverse layup.
That was a thing of beauty.
Boy,
great footwork.
Really getting the hang of that move. It's a good move for him because he can handle.
Yep. And he's big. Long.
Walker, who's on a minutes restriction tonight, has not been feeling well. Ball comes to Lyles. He'll drive on Draymond. Stumbles, goes up, and the reverse layup popped out. JTA with the board. Feeds Draymond. Draymond wants to run. Picks up the dribble in the front court. Locates Curry. Curry, double team, dribbled it, lost it, gets it back, tipped it to himself, gets up, throws it to JTA, who finds Wiggins for a deep three on the left wing. It's no good. And the rebound falls in the hands of Gay.
Gosh, those shots have to go in.
Gay with the ball in the front court. Stops and throws it back to Lyles. Now to DeRozan. DeRozan back to the basket. Gets double teamed. Pass to a cutter, but Johnson didn't finish his cut. Wiggins with the ball. He's fouled in the backcourt by Rudy Gay.
I don't think he had to foul back there.
I don't think so.
I don't know why he did that. He had two defenders already ahead of him.
Draymond will play catch. Draymond will bring the ball up. Gets it now to Wiggins. He'll pop out. Warriors up by one. 2:30 to go in the half. Wiggins turns. Shoots it over Lyles. Can't get it to fall. And the rebound to Walker. Lonnie Walker. Hand off Mills. Locates Lyles. Lyles takes it to the middle. Works on Draymond. Passes out to Rudy Gay on the right wing. Gay guarded by Wiggins. Jab step twice in his triple threat. Puts it on the deck. Skip pass over to Mills for three. It's up and good. Warriors lost Mills on the weak side, and it's 46-44. San Antonio recovers the lead.
Yep, Stephen got just sucked into the lane a little too deep. Could not recover.
Minute 54 to go. Second quarter, Curry gets the ball. Guarded by Rudy Gay. Takes him on the dribble. Takes the hit. Throws it up. No good. Curry goes down. No call for Curry. And JTA with a foul in the backcourt.
They're in the bonus, though. Spurs are.
Yep. He fouled DeRozan, too.
He always manages to get to the line more than anybody else on that team. The Warriors, the Spurs only have committed two fouls in this quarter.
Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And, of course, where do you put Greg Popovich on your Mount Rushmore of coaches? Bruce is walking in San Jose. He's listening to our flagship station, 95.7 The Game. He says he's only 38 years old, so, and he would say Pop would be number two, Phil Jackson number one. And he loves hearing UO grad 6'6", so there you go. A little love for Jim.
Yeah. And I always liked the name Phil Jackson since he was a former teammate of mine in New York.
DeRozan's free throws give the Spurs a four-point lead. He hit one and hit two. 48-44. Dwayne says Pop is on his own mountain. He probably wouldn't let anybody else on it. Get off my mountain. Curry with the dribble. Up top. Working on Rudy Gay. Left-hand dribble down the lane to the rim. Gliding in with the greatest of ease. 48-46. Spurs lead by two. Minute 22 to go in the half.
His mind works so fast and his body follows it.
DeRozan and Gay exchange. DeRozan down the lane. Leaves his feet. Throws it out to the wing. Walker double dribbled.
Yeah, he sure did. He caught the ball, dribbled down, and then put two hands on it. But they blew that whistle a little late. He was already in the lane at the rim. And they caught it.
Curry just knows how to get to the rim. He's been amazing tonight.
Well, they can jump off either foot, too, and that kind of changes.
Curry again drives in. This one's blocked by Lyles. Curry hits the deck. Now there is a whistle and a foul. Curry will head to the free throw line. Just a couple of more on this. Sir Glennie says, listening on the NBA app in Whittier, and says, lived several years in the Bay Area. Love our broadcast. We appreciate that. He says, puts Greg Popovich between Phil Jackson and Red Auerbach. Pat Riley up there, too. So can't argue with any of those. Warriors are 5 of 11 from the free throw line before Curry makes that.
Well, he was 1 of 3 coming into these two. You know he's not going to miss them. I couldn't believe he'd already missed two.
The second free throw is good. We're tied at 48. It's been that kind of a game. Biggest lead of the game has been 8 points.
Well, I like the competitive spirit I've seen in the Warriors.
Patty Mills sprints to the backcourt to get the ball. Wheels it to Rudy Gay, left side to DeRozan. DeRozan with the dribble, guarded by Wiggins. Good crossover. He drives in, kicked it out. Ball deflected, goes out of bounds as both Juan Toscano-Anderson and Curry anticipated the passing lane.
And Oubre Jr. anticipated going to the basket there. He came down from up by the free throw line after DeRozan had already beaten his man.
Walker to throw it in. Finds DeRozan middle of the floor. 45 seconds to go. DeRozan pulls up. Top of the key. Too strong. Oubre Jr. defensive rebound.
That's where you want him to shoot. Out there.
Oubre Jr. off a screen by Draymond. Now backs up Trey Lyles. Pump fake. Forced up a shot and gets fouled in the process.
Very fortunate there, Tim.
Yes, he is.
He likes to get to the rim. He tries to find some way to get it in rather than stop and take that mid-range jump shot.
So Oubre Jr. at the free throw line.
And 74% on the year. First one's good.
Kerr wants to get more out of Kelly Oubre Jr. in the offense.
I think the answer to that is through ball movement and solid play defensively, because if we can do that as a team, if we can get stops, now we're getting out and running, and he's so athletic, incredibly gifted athlete, fast and strong, but he really is gifted, but you know, we are not moving the ball very well.
Two free throws for Oubre Jr. Warriors on top by 250-48. They've had 9 lead changes and 6 ties in the first half. JTA knocks the ball away from Mills. Mills at midcourt. Now gets Oubre Jr. Dribble drive to the paint. Throws to DeRozan. DeRozan at the elbow. Pump fake. Goes up over Wiggins. Tough shot, and he hit it. Wiggins right there, nose to nose. Down to 9 seconds to go in the half. Curry takes it up to midcourt. Gets a screen by Draymond. Curry splitting traffic, stopping. Passing it underneath for JTA. The layup no good. The tip no good at the buzzer. He had a layup and a tip. Couldn't get either to fall. He's frustrated and just runs into the tunnel and gets to the locker room. That's how the last couple of nights have gone for Golden State. Curry with a beautiful pass to Toscano-Anderson. We're tied at 50 at the break. R.C. Davis will sort all of this out for you after these words on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. You mentioned that Pistons-Nets game, R.C.?
Yes.
In the 13 games that the Nets have played since trading for James Harden, they have the worst defense in the league overall during that stretch. 119.4 points per 100 possessions.
Even with James Harden?
Yes.
Sorry.
Now 27th in defense in the league. Wow. Just wow.
He's been pretty good offensively for them.
He's
moving the ball around and getting lots of assists.
And as we know from having gone through the Kevin Durant thing, it does take you about half a season, really, to get the whole thing moving in the right direction consistently. It takes a while. You know, continuity is a huge thing in this league, Jim, and I think that's one of the main reasons why the team with the best record in the league are the Utah Jazz, because that core has been together about 5 years now.
Yes, they have. And you know who they are. You know how to play together. It means a lot to have teammates that have played with you for 3, 4, 5, 6 years.
Okay, Warriors and Spurs tied at 50. Jim, if the Warriors pull this out and go home with a 2-2 road trip, what happens here?
What happens here?
Yeah, what will the Warriors do better in the second half to win this game?
I hope they shoot the ball better, but neither team is shooting it well at all. I like the Warriors' spirit. I like the life that they have. I like the mojo. But I'd like to see Oubre, you know, get a little more active offensively. And I'd like Wiggins to get more shots, and they've just got to make their shots. They're they're missing shots that they should normally make. It's interesting, Toscano Anderson has 10 field goal attempts, only two less than Stephen Curry tonight. So,
well, Wiggins with the ball to start the second half, drives hard on DeRozan, penetrates, ball deflected, goes out of bounds. Wiggins with Green, Curry, Oubre Jr., and Toscano Anderson against DeRozan, Johnson, Jakob Poeltl, Vassell, and Murray. Curry, far side the basket to our left, lobbed it into JTA, knocked away by Jakob Poeltl, who was a plus 10 in the first half. Curry takes a three, got fouled on the play by DeJounte Murray as he hit Curry's arm while going by. Curry will get three free throws to start half number two. And Jim, you know, getting back to your point, as we started the second half, look at the points in the paint. Warriors, they had 22 points in the paint. They've outscored the Spurs in the paint, but they were 11 of 28 shooting in the paint.
Yes.
They've got to finish better.
Yeah, they've missed a lot of easy shots. Curry, by the way, that three, he knew the defender was on his shooting hand side. And he shot it and followed through a little more deliberately
right
to get the foul, him coming right there. And, of course, the defender was going perpendicular, which is not good. You want to go right at him and go by him. But he was coming across him, so it's an easy pick for Curry to get the three free throws.
Yeah, Murray did not close out in textbook form there. So it's 53-50. Curry makes all three of his free throws. Curry now with 19 to lead the Warriors. Murray gets the ball on the side. Vassell over to DeRozan. DeRozan dribbles to the baseline, gets Oubre Jr. doubled. Skip pass over to the corner. Vassell for three. Gets it right back for San Antonio. Tied at 53. And the rookie now with his second bucket of the night. JTA to Oubre Jr. He'll drive on Johnson. Forces up a 10-footer that goes about 8. Jakob Poeltl with the rebound. Hand off to Murray. Murray throws ahead to the wing. Johnson has it there. Murray gets it back. High screen and roll. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson puts it on the deck. Crossover dribble. Euro step. Ball knocked away. Loose ball. I think Johnson wanted a foul call. Draymond Green's got it. He accelerates all the way. Goes up and scores a driving layup. Jakob Poeltl on his hip. Warriors 55, Spurs 53.
Beautiful drive and finish there. He just rode Poeltl out of the lane and off the court. Warriors are taking care of the basketball tonight, I'll say that. They only had four turnovers that first half.
Murray gets it from Jakob Poeltl to the left baseline. Going out of bounds, throws it between the legs of Curry to Vassell, but Curry steals the ball. Now it's ripped away, tied up. We have a jump ball.
Well, Curry had his back to the basket, guarding his man, of course, as they were coming to his side. He did not see the ball coming. You're right. A bounce pass right between his legs to the teammate.
Boy, Murray was very close to stepping out of bounds on that play. And the jump ball will have Curry and Vassell jumping in the circle to our right. The usual moving around of players and waiting now. And filibuster, that's never dead as long as you have an NBA jump ball. Curry mistimed his jump. Vassell gets it to DeRozan, has three to shoot. Misses off the rim. He had to hurry it. Oubre Jr. with a rebound. Backward bounce to Toscano Anderson. Again, Warriors not getting much on the break tonight. Draymond Green flashes to the right side. Curry comes and gets the ball, straightens and fires. Three ball up and good for Stephen Curry. Warriors go up by 5, and Greg Popovich, always with a quick hook, calls a timeout. 10:09 to go in the third, 58-53 Warriors on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Warriors leading by 5. We owe our stations an ID. We'll get to that as we can. Spurs with the ball. They're going left to right on your radio dial here in half number two. Murray dribbles in, cut off by Draymond. Johnson will take the pass. Three ball bounces up, hit the shot clock, and goes out of play. So we'll pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Half court set for the Warriors. Draymond Green catches. Backdoor cut to Scotto Anderson. A whistle and a foul. We have a grab, says Tony Brothers. An arm grab and a foul on San Antonio.
And Wiggins was wide open for that three.
And Vassell has the foul.
Warriors defense has been really good.
JTA, the catch in the inbounds, hands it back to Wiggins. Bouncing the step. Curry throws it over the head of Toscano-Anderson goes out of bounds. Turnover on Golden State.
They had no turnovers in the second quarter. That's the fifth of the game there.
So the Spurs have it, still down by five. Warriors leading. DeRozan gets Draymond on a switch. Pulls up, pump fake, gets it to Keldon Johnson. Back to DeRozan. In the corner over Oubre now, off another switch. No good. Draymond saves the rebound, going out of bounds. And kept it from DeRozan. Gets it to Wiggins. Wiggins, dribble drive, slow motion move. Finger roll up and good over Jakob Poeltl.
Sooner or later, you think Poeltl would take a stance and wait for it a little bit.
He just kept backpedaling. 7-point lead for the Warriors. That's their largest of the game. Jumper right back. Murray gets it right back for San Antonio. It's 60-55.
They contain most of their big scores, though.
Curry pick and roll. Toscano-Anderson down the lane. Finds Oubre Jr. It's a right corner three, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net. Oubre Jr. with his first triple of the night. He's got 9 points.
Biggest lead of the game for the Warriors right now at 8.
63-55. Now we whistle. We give a foul. Draymond Green and Murray get tangled up. Oubre Jr. comes out of it. Foul's going to be on Toscano-Anderson. So it looks like they've made a little wrinkle in that pick and roll. They've been working Draymond a lot with that tonight, Jim, and they brought up JTA a couple of times here early in the second half. We'll keep an eye on that. Murray gets the switch, guarded by Draymond. Shoots over him, top of the key. Nothing there. Oubre high in the air, pulls down the rebound. Takes it to midcourt.
Control here, control.
Looking for early offense. Flipped it to JTA over to Curry. Curry right side, drives right around Poeltl. Underhand scoop up and good. Just put the ball on his palm and said, come and get it, big fella.
There's a great example of a small against a big on the perimeter.
65-55, Warriors up 10. DeRozan doubled. Feeds Johnson. Johnson had a 15-footer, gave it up, goes to the wing. Long jumper by Vassell, won't go. Rebound Wiggins. Wiggins, top of the key, makes his move, stops and pops, 17-footer, slides off the rim.
Boy, they could use that up by 10. That make it go 12.
Here comes Murray to DeRozan. DeRozan in the corner. Throws to Jakob Poeltl. He's open from 8, hurried it. No good. Rebound Curry. Not sure why he hurried it so much. Curry in transition the other way. Curry, no look, takes it to the left corner. Wiggins will screen for him. Curry gets Poeltl off the dribble, takes the three. It's no good. Weak side board goes to DeRozan. DeRozan surveys, fakes, dribbles in, pushes off, takes a one-hander. It's up and no good. Draymond Green with the rebound. Draymond accelerates. He's got to go all the way, coast to coast. The layup is good.
They need a timeout. San Antonio can't make a basket.
67-55, and the Spurs call a timeout. It's a 17-8 push for the Warriors, and they lead by 12. We'll take the break on the 95-7 the game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 17-5 start. I had said 17-8. I was reading our statistician Alan Brown's handiwork. Alan spends most of his working time translating ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics. So I think he just kind of lapsed back into work mode there.
12-point lead for the Warriors, and you know nothing is safe.
5 minutes gone by, third quarter. Alan does a great job. We're thrilled to have as part of the Warriors radio family. Now a turnover as Murray couldn't handle a pass. Wiggins gets it to Draymond, front court, trailing Curry. Steps out to the left for a three, and it's a swish.
Oh, that's big. Another turnover.
Curry with 11-point third quarter, 27-point game. The Warriors lead by 15. Johnson right elbow, finds DeRozan middle of the floor. DeRozan off a series of screens, gets Draymond. Gets it over to Vassell, who the ball deflected away by Curry, but right to DeRozan. DeRozan steps around the screen, pump fake, nothing there. Got it to Johnson, he'll load up a deep three. No good, Curry will take it in stride. Comes down, waits for Draymond, gets a pick. Over the shoulder, toss to Draymond. Hand off to Oubre Jr. Oubre Jr. to JTA on the left wing. Back up top to Draymond. Now to Curry. Curry off a screen. Splits traffic. Comes down the lane to the rim. Throws out to JTA to Oubre Jr. He'll let it fly. Three ball. Left corner pocket. It's an 18-point lead for Golden State. 73-55. 5:53 to go in the quarter. Wow.
Spurs are 2 of 10 in the quarter shooting.
Murray locked up by Wiggins, gets it to Jakob Poeltl. Poeltl will take one dribble back to Murray. It's out of bounds. It's a turnover. My goodness, 23-5 start for Golden State here in the third quarter.
And turnover number 9, the Warriors, only 5 of them. They've got a plus and plus minus tonight. Points off turnovers, that's big. Especially for a San Antonio team who struggles to score anyway. And tonight, right now, they're shooting under 35%.
Curry to bring it up. Mills checks in to get a little more pop into the lineup for San Antonio. Rudy Gay is out there as well. He's guarding Draymond. One dribble, Draymond to Bazemore. Bazemore has replaced Wiggins. Now Curry gets it. 4 on the clock, 3 on the clock, got to go. Dribbles, backs up into a 3. It's on the way. It's good. Oh, Rudy Gay just started cutting to the rim, thinking he was going to take it all the way in. And Curry just took 2 steps back. And the Warriors are 9 of 12 from the field in the third quarter. Johnson runs over Draymond Green. It's a blocking foul on Draymond. Wow.
That last shot by Curry. You're right. Gay went right into the lane, and he saw Curry back up. He just stopped. He knew he could not recover. Just watched him shoot it.
Boy,
I don't know how that's a block.
Last night it was a charge.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I give up. I mean, he literally lowered his shoulder and put it into him.
Yeah, and Draymond was waiting there. It wasn't like he just came.
So Johnson gets free throws as a result. And the Spurs,
They needed a lift.
76-58.
Heat check.
Yep. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Walker. And now, after that Curry miss, Gay has the ball in the front court right. 76-58. Ball rotate up top. Patty Mills, dribble drive, lost it. Gets it back, throws to the corner. Johnson rotates to Gay. Gay for 3 and slides it home above the break. And the Spurs with a quick 6 points here. 76-61. Lead is 15. Curry, bounce pass over to JTA. Cross court to Mulder. Mulder has room. Takes a 3 off the dribble. That's no good. Lyles, who had a good first half for the Spurs, gets a rebound. Gets it to Johnson, now to Mills. Walker open for 3, topside. No good. Draymond with a rebound. Curry back up the floor. 4:05 to go in the quarter. Curry stops. Crossover dribble, right hand to the rack. It's up and good.
There are 4 players around there, and no one can get in front of him.
Stephen Curry is putting on a clinic this year on how to get to the rim. And just like that, blink of an eye, he's got 32 points on 19 shots. Lyles almost travels, goes up, forces up a bank shot. It's up and good over Mulder.
I think that is a travel. When you stop your dribble and you take that step like you're going to take off and you don't, that's a commitment.
Draymond Green takes Walker down low, feeds Bazemore in the corner. That 3 ball is good for Kent Bazemore. 81-63 Warriors. The lead is back up to 18 with 3:23 to go in the third. Warriors are 6 of 9 in the quarter from 3. Mills penetrates, finds a cutter. It's Walker, wheels to the rim. Tough defense by Bazemore. Made him change his shot. JTA high steps the rebound. Shoveled to Bazemore. Driving layup good. Beautiful fast break for the Warriors. It's a 20-point lead. And Greg Popovich wants time. 83-63 Golden State. We'll take the break on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, the Warriors, who were not finishing very well in the paint in the first half, 11 of 28, I believe, in the first half there, 6 of 7 in the paint here in the third quarter, 12 of their points in the third. And right now they lead 83-63, 3:03 to go in the third quarter of play. Spurs with the ball, going left to right with the dribble. Rudy Gay takes it below the elbow, left-hand dribble to the paint, feeds down, top of the key. Johnson backs up, running start on Draymond, shoots over him. It's up and good. He caught Draymond flat-footed. And Johnson with another bucket. He's in double figures with 11. 83-65 Warriors.
They're blistering hot. 12 of 17 in this quarter are the Warriors, including 6 of 9 from 3.
Curry's pass goes to Bazemore. Another corner three and another three ball for Kent Bazemore. He's got 10 points now, and it's 86-65.
7 of 10 from 3 in this quarter.
Warriors close to a 40-point quarter now. Johnson up top. Pump fake. Dribble drive. Scoop to the hoop. Missed it. JTA high in the air with the rebound. He wants to run. Pushes up the floor to Draymond. Draymond finds Mulder. Mulder, three ball, topside, no good. Long rebound, JTA.
They'll use some time here.
Gets it back to Curry. Curry from Draymond. Curry spins with a dribble. Feeds Draymond. Draymond brings it back to Curry on the left wing. Curry double, finds Draymond. Draymond open, finds JTA. He'll fake and fire above the break three. It's off the rim. And San Antonio with the rebound. Minute 45 to go in the third. Gaze pass blocked down by Curry and Draymond. Curry goes behind the back. Got it to Bazemore. Over to Mulder. Deflected out of bounds by Trey Lyles. And the Warriors maintain with a minute 36 to go. Steve Kerr will call a timeout with a minute 36 to go. So that will give us a moment to tell you the Dub Nation tonight's Warriors shop item of the game is free shipping site-wide. This offer is valid on all orders and ends tomorrow night. Be sure and take advantage today. Use the code WarriorsSFS. That's WarriorSFS at checkout. Shop tonight at shop.warriors.com, a Fanatics experience. So it's Warriors free shipping, WarriorsFS. That's what I was trying to say, as sometimes the English language can be elusive. Well, Steve Kerr knows about playing small ball, and he talked about playing it with precision.
Well, the floor's opened up quite a bit, you know, so there's a lot of opportunities to drive and kick. And I think the biggest thing is to really try to search for great shots. It's tempting to take the first open one, but you can get an even better one in a small game if you're patient. You know, with the Spurs being without Aldridge, the game opens up for them, too. This is how they played in the bubble last year. They played really well. They grew very comfortable playing this way with Hurdle in the middle and then a bunch of guards on the perimeter, slashing and driving, kicking. So they're really good when they play this style. So
they've been really good in this quarter, Jim, moving the ball, pushing the ball. Just about everything the Warriors have wanted to do offensively has been right in this quarter. They have a 36-point quarter right now.
Yeah, they got 8 assists in the quarter.
The season high is 37. And just that little wrinkles. I mean, JTAA on the pick and roll really made a difference. Draymond, ball rolls in the backcourt, and it's a violation. It deflected. The pass was high on the inbounds. So the Warriors will turn it over. They're leading by 21.
The Spurs just don't have anybody that's consistently hitting well tonight. DeJounte Murray is the best. He's 4 of 7, but he only has 8 points.
Eubanks to Gay. Gay on the go. Gay pump fake. Puts it up over Wiggins. Good challenge by Wiggins, but he's called for a foul, and that will put Rudy Gay to the stripe.
Well, Rudy, he earned that one.
Yeah.
He knew that he was being defended very well, and so he just came forward with his arm to make sure to get a little contact from Wiggins. Wiggins is a heck of a defender. I'm impressed with his defense this year. Good timing. He's got length.
Length. He's been one of the best in the association all year long at contesting shots, at contesting three-point shots.
And at the rim as well.
And it's one of the reasons why that the Warriors have kind of silently crept into the top 10 in defense over the course of the season after starting out with two just horrific games to open the year. Free throws by Gay are true. It's 83-67. Gay has 12 points. Curry brings it near sideline, finds a cutter. Damian Lee, open man in the corner is Wiggins. Can't find the range on triple.
I'm just amazed that he doesn't just all of a sudden erupt and hit six up in a row out there all alone.
A dribble drive by the Spurs ends up in the hands of Patty Mills. Three ball good in the right corner. 58 seconds to go. Spurs 7 with the Spurs trailing the Warriors by 16 now, 86-70. Curry dribbles, doubled.
He's always doubled.
Finds Draymond, back to Curry. Curry will fire, three ball, too strong. Lyles the rebound, and now San Antonio in a position to get a 2-for-1. Rudy Gay, right side. Crossover on Bazemore, doubled. Locates Mills, he relocates with the dribble. Another three, no good. Rebound deflected, Gay's got it, 15-footer, no good. Draymond Green the rebound. I think the Warriors might hold for one here. Draymond sees the clock and says, yes, they will. Warriors ninth in defensive rating of 109.8, starting play tonight. Final 15 seconds of the third. Draymond waits for Curry. Curry comes up, gets the ball, whistle. We have a foul. It's going to be on Rudy Gay with a hold. San Antonio shooting 37%.
Warriors are not shooting free throws here. Nope. They're not in the bonus.
First of the last 2 minutes. Wiggins near hash mark. Finds Draymond. Draymond dribbles in. Down to 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Wiggins out to Bazemore. Bazemore a little above the break three. No good. Eubanks with the outlet. Got it to Walker. Midcourt steps up. Takes a three. It's going to be an air ball at the buzzer. And that's how we end the third quarter. Golden State will take a 16-point lead to the fourth. Curry had a 16-point third quarter. It's 86-70 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 86-70 in that third quarter. The Warriors shot 13 of 23. 56%. They did have four turnovers in that quarter. 7 of 15 from 3, 46%. Spurs were held to 7 of 21 shooting. And Draymond Green now with 10 assists. Fourth straight game. It's a career best streak. Longest since Stephen Curry had four in a row back in 2012 in the 12-13 season. So on the entire road trip, every night, Draymond Green with 10-plus assists. That's all part of your CarMax game summary. We're going to start the fourth quarter, but we have a clock issue. So we'll have to restart the fourth quarter. Spurs will inbound in the backcourt toward the hash mark. 5 seconds have already come off the clock.
What a quarter, though, for shooting from three-point range with the Warriors. 7 of 15, Tim.
Yeah.
Man, that's it just blew them out.
And with the exception of a couple by Steph, it was on ball movement.
Yep, they were open.
Lyles has it front court left. This is where the Warriors ran the trouble last night. Start of the fourth quarter. Here's Rudy Gay. Post up over Wiggins. Turning. Left shoulder up and good. It's a 14-point game. 86-72.
Not out of the woods yet.
Nope. And it'd be good to see this unit have this second group. Oubre, Lee, Wiggins, Pascal, and Wanamaker get something done offensively. Oubre Jr. to Pascal. Pascal, dribble drive. Goes hard. Goes up and scores. He avoided Eubanks that time and laid it in. 88-72 Warriors.
Hung in the air a little longer as well.
Murray directing traffic. Lyle steps out to the wing. He can hit a three-point shot. Eubanks catches. Ball deflected away. And Pascal called for a foul. That was a collision of large humans. And you talk about how rough Eubanks was. I think he felt Pascal a little bit on that play.
Pascal did the impersonation of Draymond there. He looked just like Draymond reacting to the ball and taking away anything inside.
So it's a side out. Foul on Pascal. Golden State up by 16. Patty Mills catches just in front of the logo. Goes left wing and shoots over Wanamaker. Long rebound off the miss. Goes to Lee. Ahead to Wanamaker. Right wing. Waits for help. Throws a bad pass. Deflected away. And it's a turnover. Rudy Gay has the steal. Over to Patty Mills. He'll drive baseline. Gets a layup. Missed it. And the rebound to Wanamaker, who lost the ball. Saves it in the corner. Stepped out of bounds.
My word.
With 10:49 to go in the fourth quarter, if you had it as your time, the first time someone had the ball and stepped out of bounds here tonight's winner.
You know they're coming at you in this quarter. You got to be on your toes. That's a casual pass and a step out of bounds. Yeah, two turnovers on that one play.
San Antonio had a play like that, but Sean Elliott's heel stayed above the line, and he hit a game-winning shot in the playoffs years ago. Lyles with a spinning drive. He banked it home. 88-74. Warriors up by 14. Wanamaker, left baseline. Brings it up top to Pascal. Now to Wanamaker. Wanamaker dribbles, looks, goes cross-court to Oubre Jr. Play breaking down. 7 to shoot. Oubre Jr. just hoisted one up. That was not a good possession. Rebound goes to Johnson. Johnson to Mills in the front court. Back to Johnson. Dribble drive to the cup. Layup good.
Kerr's going to need a timeout. He's they're not playing defense, so it affects their offense.
10-12 to go, 12-point lead on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 11-2 Spurs run right now. It's 88-76. Warriors led by 21 with 2:30 to go in the third. They have the ball here in the fourth. 10:05 to go after the timeout. Wanamaker with a bounce pass to Wiggins. Pressured by Mills, screened by Pascal. Wiggins goes hard on Johnson, got fouled. Layup good, and he's going to go to the line. A chance for a three-point play.
Well, that's the guy we talked about during the timeout, Tim. Get the ball to him and isolate. He takes his man off the dribble and beat two defenders at the rim.
Kevin listening to us on NBA League Pass from Fair Oaks. I used to do a show, sports talk show from a sports bar there. He says Popovich is on his Mount Rushmore with Phil Jackson, Red Auerbach, and Don Nelson. We had a whistle. I don't see a green light on, but I have a feeling we may get a challenge here because the officials are going to review now. So
they're going to say the foul was before the shot?
Well, he's on the gather. That should be a made bucket.
I don't know.
90-76, 9:59 to go. Let's take the break on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, apparently Greg Popovich has lost his challenge and he's not happy about it. Wiggins shot. It was a definite foul by Johnson. And Wiggins was on the gather. He never dribbled again. Went up and scored. And so the Warriors win. The officials say the call stands. Wiggins with a bucket. And a chance for a three-point play. 90-76 here. Wiggins looks to stretch the lead to 15, and he does.
Do they still use the term continuation? Rather than the gather?
I hear the gather more than that. But, yeah, it's basically continuation with the new definition. Gay, cross-court pass right through the hands of Johnson. Warriors get the turnover. Wanamaker on the go. Takes it all the way in. Layup, no good. Jammed home by Pascal. Pascal followed him to the rim. That's 93-76. Murray on the right side. Guarded by Pascal. Murray, baseline. Locates Rudy Gay. Takes his time. Lets the three go. It's up and good.
Well, Rudy Gay's having a pretty nice scoring night. He's got 17.
Yep. 3 of 6 from beyond the arc. And we document he is a professional scorer. Now a steal. Gay went for the steal. Loose ball in the backcourt. Picked up by Wiggins. Warriors have 10 to shoot. Wiggins down the right side. Checks the clock. Crossover dribble. Locates Lee. Touch past Wanamaker. Above the break. Three. Good for Wanamaker. 96-79. That's a confidence-building shot for that young man.
Well, he needs a little builder right now.
Johnson finding Mills. Mills down the lane. Scoop to the hoop. Up and good.
I tell you, he got real low on that first dribble. And he threw it ahead and ran to it. It's very smart.
Wiggins to handle here. Wiggins up the floor. He's got 11 points. Gets a screen. Working on Trey Lyles. Backs him up. Step back 17-footer. Rattled but did not go. Rudy Gay defensive rebound. 8:27 to go. There's plenty of time for San Antonio in this game. As Murray has it. Drives on Oubre Jr. Stops. Forces up a bad shot. No good. Oubre Jr. with a rebound.
Pass the ball. Get a good shot. Pass it here, double team.
Oubre with a pass over to Pascal. Everybody's standing. Pascal gives it to Lee. Lee for a three, no good. Lyles with the rebound. Lyles ahead to Mills. Bad pass right through his hands, and Wanamaker has it. That pass had some mustard on it, and Murray fouls Wanamaker at midcourt for some unknown reason.
It's been a long time since I've seen a San Antonio Spur team get sloppy and turn the ball over this much.
Wow.
Just typical, I mean, basic plays.
This group really needs to get some confidence in moving the basketball.
Yeah.
And they don't have that right now. Damian Lee will throw in the side out to Wanamaker on the right wing. Standing on the hash mark. Bounce pass to Pascal. Straddling the three-point line. Hand off to Oubre. Oubre drives in over a double team. Blocked by Jakob Poeltl. Oubre gets it back. Damian Lee leaves his feet. Jump pass to Wiggins. Wiggins with 4 on the clock. Got to go. Over to Pascal. Pascal corner 3. Got it. Wow. Well, they needed that one,
yes,
badly.
He's so much better from the corner. Shorter distance than up top.
Kilda Johnson puts it on the deck, drives in and tipped in the ball, but it was on the cylinder. That's going to be basket interference. No soup for you. Golden State will get it back. I don't know why he hit it, Jim. It was curling. I thought I would wait for the curl myself.
Yeah, it was spinning so much that I think it was going to go back in as well.
I never touch my putts when they're curling around like that. Please go in. Please go in. Oubre Jr. behind the screen takes a three. It's off the front rim in the glass. No good. He's now 4 of 12 from the field. Johnson forcing the issue. Goes in. Lost the ball on the way up. Bad decision. Pascal the other way. Pascal now backs up. Jakob Poeltl, pump fake, had a 15-footer, gave it up. Wiggins gets the ball from Oubre on the left wing. Lee flashes by, leaving Wiggins some room. Three ball good above the break. It's 102-81. The Warriors have matched their largest lead of the game of 21 points.
And Wiggins finally gets a three to go.
Murray to Poeltl. Poeltl lays it in. 102-83. But it's good to see this backup group have some success and push the lead back up. Here's Pascal. Full head of steam, finds Damian Lee. Draw and kick over to Oubre Jr. Three on the way, up and no good. And the rebound goes to Murray. Murray down the right side. Murray, crossover dribble. Drives in, shoots on the go, bank shot. It no good. Oubre Jr. with a rebound. Wanamaker to walk it up. 6:10 to go. Warriors up 19. Right side, Damian Lee. Waits for Wiggins. Wiggins comes and gets the ball. Back to Wanamaker. Now they're getting some movement. Wanamaker dribbles in. Oubre Jr. dribbles in. Shoots a 14-footer. That's no good. The rebound goes to San Antonio. Oubre has missed his last six. Bissell to DeRozan. Now to Murray. Murray, right-hand dribble on the left side of the floor. Waits for Jakob Poeltl. Gets the screen. Pulls up from 17. It's up and no good. Pascal will hustle to the rebound.
When he's not making that shot, they're in trouble.
Yep. Wanamaker backs up Jakob Poeltl, but Steve Kerr wants to call time. We'll take the break. Golden State maintaining here in the fourth quarter. They lead 102-83, 5:36 to go. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, Golden State leading 102-83. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett, glad you're with us. The Warriors with that 19-point advantage, 5:36. Is our time remaining. Jim gets a couple of days without a game as the Warriors will come back to the home floor. Chase take on Orlando and then Brooklyn Thursday and Saturday. Tom Tolbert will be alongside.
Yep, 7-day, 4-game homestand coming up. Magic, Nets, Cavaliers, Heat. By the way, this is 9 of 10 at home for San Antonio. Then they're on the road for 13 days.
Off the inbounds, JTA right down the lane. Goes up with a shot, no good. Murray with a rebound, long lead up. Vassell, he goes up, fouled by Draymond Green, who catches him and says, rookie, I do this to a lot of kids.
Well, I was a rookie there on messing up your play-by-play. I'm sorry, I didn't know they were going to throw the length of the court.
You assumed they would not. And you know what happens when you assume.
Yes, I do. Yes, I've done that a lot. Seven-game trip. They're going on the road for 13 days, though. Seven games on the road.
Vassell's free throw. You could tell he wasn't sure of the release. He moved around a little body language. Missed it.
Did you know this is the first game played here in San Antonio on this date in the last 28 years, Tim?
I did not know that, nor was I really sure that I needed to know that, but okay.
Yeah.
Free throw's good.
They always have the rodeo.
Oh, it's a rodeo. Okay.
They moved it back.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We were talking about that before.
Yes.
Draymond Green, left side. But I have trouble getting my dates right in this pandemic. Layup good for JTA from Curry. Beautiful pass down the lane. 104-84, Warriors up 20.
I'm glad about that, but you are a married man.
Jeez, it's just you... It doesn't feel like a real February to me, you know?
It's
DeRozan.
Yes.
To Jakob Poeltl. Push shot up, no good. Rebound, Draymond Green. Curry to bring it up.
It's Groundhog Day all the time.
It is. Ned Ryerson. Draymond Green outside. Looks, finds JTA, slips to the rim. Two-hand slam.
I love those plays like that. You clear out the middle. You get the defense to extend.
JTA, 11 points and 8 rebounds.
Biggest lead of the night.
106-84. Juan Toscano-Anderson is playing himself into an NBA career.
I read where Steve Kerr said he'd sign him.
DeMar DeRozan jump shot off the dribble. It's up and good.
Give him a guaranteed contract.
Well, you know, and you know how this league is. Every night, you're not just playing for your team. You're everybody else is watching you.
Yes.
JTA gets it middle of the floor. Hesitation move down the lane. He traveled.
They dragged that pivot foot. He didn't. You know, he always thinks pass first, by the way, which isn't a bad thing.
And, Jim, this is a great weapon. Again, I mentioned before, they used him in screening and pick and roll early in the third quarter, kind of made a little adjustment, and now he's screening for Curry again. And what happens? That all that gravity goes to Curry, and JTA is going right down the lane.
Just keep doing it.
Great adjustment by the Warriors coaching staff. Jakob Poeltl with the ball, gives it to Vassell. Vassell dribbles in, shoots over Draymond, push shot up, no good. Rebound. Curry deflected the ball away. Saved by Wiggins, back to Curry. Curry has it in the front court. Waits for help. Spurs have started to empty their bench. Weatherspoon and Bates Diop have checked in. Curry, right side. Hook pass over to Wiggins. Wiggins for three, left wing. Doesn't get it. Jakob Poeltl has the rebound. On the far side, Weatherspoon gets it to Vassell. Back to Weatherspoon. Now we get a whistle. What do we got? Timeout? It's a timeout for the Spurs. 106-86 Warriors on tap. 3:28 to go on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Quindary Weatherspoon has checked in, as we mentioned, a 6'3 guard out of Mississippi State, taken in the 2019 draft. Saw some time in the G League, had a left knee surgery a year ago. Kata Bates Diop has checked in, the former Minnesota Timberwolf. More subs coming in for both teams now. Damian Lee guarding Weatherspoon, pass to the corner, deflected, saved by Baysmore. No, he was out of bounds. Walker, Lyles, Eubanks, Bates Diop, Weatherspoon for the Spurs. Oubre Jr., Mulder, Baysmore, Lee, and Wanamaker for the Warriors. That's a really small group out there for Golden State. A dribble drive inside. Kata Bates Diop had it blocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Spurs ball. Second half, Spurs shooting 38%, Warriors 64%. Ball thrown in. Walker catches, turns, fires, missed it, and the rebound, Wanamaker. Wanamaker takes it to the front court. 3:11 to go. It's the ball to Mulder, to Lee. Baysmore has it. Popping up top is Oubre Jr. He's got double-double tonight. Oubre Jr. dribbles one-on-one.
Nowhere
stopped, lost the ball, turnover.
He was taking it to
and
trouble.
Then he fouls Bates Diop in the back court.
All the defenders were on that side in front of him. Rather than pass the ball to the weak side, he tried to dribble through him.
Bates Diop played his college ball at Ohio State. Oubre Jr. will sit down now. He's off the floor. Weatherspoon to Eubanks. Eubanks wearing pale green sneakers. Walker gets it to Lyles. Lyles down the lane. He's going to put one up. No, he'll feed Eubanks. Good catch on the right baseline. Goes up, blocked, and fouled by Pascal on a pass. And that'll stop the clock with 2:39 to go.
Third team foul.
So this will be a nice bounce back for the Warriors here.
Yeah, after last night's disappointing loss.
Lyles to throw the ball in. Far side, Walker. Walker penetrates. Eubanks gets it. The Oregon State product with a little jump hook from 8 feet. That's up and good. Warriors have the ball. They lead by 18 with 2:24 to go. Baysmore on the right side. Hit a couple of big threes in this game. Gets it up top. Lines up another triple. Spins off the iron. Cleared by Eubanks. Weatherspoon. Bounce pass back to Eubanks. Went for the slam. Missed that. Bates Diop blocked from behind by Lee. Mulder on the attack. Shoveled out to Wanamaker. Won't shoot. Now to Pascal. He will. Straight on for three. Good for Eric Pascal. It's 109-88.
It's his second three tonight. Hasn't missed yet.
Weatherspoon off a screen. Has a foul line jumper. Throws it high over Pascal. Went off the glass, no good. Baysmore directing traffic. Throws it over to Mulder. Mulder is called for a travel in transition.
It's tough to make that shot, too, when you're running ahead and you're trying to put the brakes on. No dribble at all, and the ball comes to you, and you're going to shoot a three.
Jump, stop.
Yep, exactly. It's easier to do that. One little dribble.
I wonder if people are teaching that anymore at the lower levels. I don't think so. Walker trying to penetrate, gets it out to Eubanks, left elbow. Lyles, pump fake, good move. Down the lane, to the coming. Ooh, bangs that through with the right hand.
This might be his best game of the year.
You know, if he could ever get his you know, his other side of the ball figured out,
yep,
he's got ability to score. Wanamaker to Pascal. Pascal for three again. Same spot, same result. Back-to-back triples. Be good to have Eric Pascal back in rhythm. He's got 13 points. By far his best game in a long time.
Three players off the bench in double figures. That's nice.
That usually means a win for the Warriors. Pump fake by Weatherspoon. He stepped out of bounds. No, travel. With 51.6 to go. So a 2-2 road trip without Wiseman, without Looney, and for a couple of games without Pascal. You know, yes, they very easily could have been 3-1. You know, I think Dallas beat them in that second game. Dallas was good in that game, but easily could have been 3-1, but 2-2, I think, is maybe where they are right now as a team. Pascal spins and scores again. It's 114-90. The Warriors with the lead. Weatherspoon dribbles middle, feeds Eubanks. Eubanks, a jump hook from four, no good, but he got fouled by Mulder.
Tim, Pascal has 15 points all in this quarter.
Well, Pascal, just seems he has not been in rhythm for a while this season. And hopefully maybe this game will get him back on track, because for a while there, he was the guy that you would go to
yes.
with that second group to get buckets.
Yep, you could always depend on him.
As a small ball five, he was playing very well there.
So he's got 15 of the Warriors, 28 in this quarter.
Eubanks. Second free throw, no. First one was good. 114-91 Warriors, down to 21 seconds to go. Mulder puts it on the deck, locked up, finds Damian Lee, and Lee, no good, with a three. 14 seconds left, Wanamaker goes for a backcourt steal. Weatherspoon will take it across the timeline, and I think the Spurs won't even shoot it here. Down the final 5 seconds, so the Warriors will split the series split the two games with San Antonio. They win the season series, by the way, 2-1. And anytime you beat a team that has Greg Popovich as the head coach and you win the season series there, then that's a pretty good thing. And for Steve Kerr, a little poetic justice tonight with this game, because of the fact that with the win, the Warriors not only go to a game over 500, but that is going to be win number 350 for Steve Kerr as an NBA head coach. And great to get it against one of his mentors and one of his friends in Greg Popovich. The Warriors with a big second half. They rallied to win over San Antonio 114-91.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.